started yet?
We are rolling now.
Are we doing it?
Steve, how's the podcast started?
Yes.
Oh my god! Oh my god, what do we even do?
Just talking to the microphone.
No, but what do we even do?
And let your feelings come out.
My feelings are so many.
Well, just one at a time.
Oh my god. Hello and welcome to Sunday Afternoon Baseball.
I'm Prince Fielder.
And I'm Pat Tabler. Okay, here's the fucking deal.
Whoa.
Listen.
I wasn't told we were starting with this. Listen.
No, I have it clearly written in my notebook. Here's the fucking
agenda,
deal.
Item one.
The fucking deal. Okay, so we taped a podcast, right? On, when was it?
Monday. It feels like Tuesday.
Anyway, so we were taping this podcast at Steve's.
Yes.
I don't know why that's important. None of you are ever going to hear it. Long story short, we taped the whole thing. It was magical. We'll try to recap some highlights from it.
It was probably the best one we've ever taped.
Definitely.
Four screens, none of which we could tell what was
going on. Yeah, we watched it on MLB TV. And literally the most transcendent thing we've ever committed our voices to. And then at the end of it, after we had finished recording it, GarageBand deleted the motherfucker.
Yeah, GarageBand was like, this doesn't seem like a thing.
This is the worst City and Color song I've ever recorded.
This doesn't seem like an episode of Perfect Strangers.
This doesn't seem like a MIDI remix of the theme song from Friends.
This doesn't seem like the Andy Griffith Show in reverse.
This doesn't.
GarageBand audibly went through several checks of things that he would allow.
Yeah, the reason I got stuck there is I was going to say the exact same Andy Griffith thing. Oh, yeah, well, I have the same jokes I did on Monday for later. Yeah, do those later.
Too.
Yeah, I mean these are new.
So when you hear our reactions to each other's jokes, they are fake.
Yeah. Oh, never heard that one before. good new joke, Dave. I'll say.
I remember that one being funny when I heard it first.
Yeah. I've had a week to think about it, and none of these are good.
My initial review of two thumbs up has turned to one ass in your face.
Yeah, I've had a week to think about that. The hot dog bet that we came up with, that Dave is kicking himself over right now, shaking his head no again, was who would win, what, okay, so for one hot dog, which team would win the American League Championship Series? I picked Texas.
I picked Detroit.
And
we made this bet right before Texas won game two.
Yeah, with a walk-off grand slam by Nelson Cruz. And the second part of the bet also came before that. For two hot dogs, if you could correctly pick the MVP of the ALCS. And yeah. I picked Nelson Cruz moments before he hit a walk-off grand slam. Can I get an amen?
I didn't realize when we made this bet that Paul could see a minute into the future.
Yeah. So, right now, my pick for the hot dog bet, I'd like to go back on the record from never having been on the record as saying that, and now it doesn't seem like I'm the prophet that I am, but that it's going to be the Texas Rangers and Nelson Cruz, because that is what I said. That is what I said on Monday.
I am pridefully sticking with the Tigers and Miguel Cabrera.
That's
because
a good pick.
If you were going to pick a Tiger so far, he's not a bad pick for MVP.
Yeah, Mickey's doing good.
Yeah.
I think
when they've won, he's been right there.
Yeah. And I think if the Tigers if the Tigers do it, he's a good pick. I think Delmon Young
Yeah, he's been
has been good. Great. He hit 2 home runs the other day.
Rayburn's had some pop.
Yeah, Pfister's been awesome.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not as clear cut if you go with the Tigers as a winner.
Mm-hmm. Talking about MVPs, here's Ryan Braun.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
The Hebrew Hammer.
That's what they call me.
No, they call that Ryan Braun that.
We've been calling Steve Pookin that for longer than people have been calling Ryan Braun that.
That's true.
He's not a practicing Jew, apparently. His dad...
He's doing it for real.
His dad is Jewish, just like mine is, and his mom isn't Jewish and didn't convert.
Oh, unlike your mom. That's the one difference between you and Ryan Braun. Yeah. And Ryan Braun just got an extra base hit.
Have the Leafs lost yet? Oh, I think they cleverly won 2 games and didn't play for a week.
Dave talking about hockey, edit this out of the podcast, Steve. Take a note of this, because it doesn't get in when you talk about hockey on a baseball podcast. Hockey is dumb!
I don't know, it might get in now that you sang about it.
You know, I considered that. I feel like to be it's like a calculated risk.
I think I'm going to say, oh, beautiful song, Paul. Put in Dave's hockey talk. Because otherwise, who would understand it?
All right, if it will indulge you, let's do hockey talk with Dave Barclay.
I think I...
Come on, talk about hockey. You want to talk about hockey so bad? Let's talk about hockey.
I don't think the Leafs have lost yet.
Talking about hockey is really, really dumb on a baseball podcast.
I told Matt Cowell, though. P.S. Matt was going to do Matt Stats today, except he's becoming an uncle right now.
What?
Yeah, his sister's popping out a kid.
Popping a child. Yeah. Was that the sound of that happening in Newmarket? You could hear it from here.
It's probably
the
right
deafening sound of a child's head being wedged out of a vagina.
So I think it goes.
Oh man. So he's not gonna be here?
No, he's in Newmarket or wherever.
Or wherever.
Well, you know, there's all those places up there, like Aurora.
I don't know. I heard that child just be born. I heard this popping sound.
Yeah.
So I think it might be coming from inside the house.
Yeah, so Matt sends his regrets. But...
Tell him that's no excuse.
But you know what Matt is appearing in?
What?
The...
Oscars!
Baseball Oscars.
The Oscars.
Award show wrap-up, Buck and Pat Live...
Oh, yeah, shit.
Podcast awareness show.
Can I just say something? We have a show coming up.
Yeah, we booked it.
It's booked. So he's on it. I'm on it.
Yeah.
You're on it.
Mel and Darren are on it.
Fucking right.
Dylan Gott is on it.
Motherfucker, why didn't you tell me any of this shit?
Because I want to tell you live on the podcast.
Live on the... Steve, don't lose this podcast.
I'm trying not to.
Oh, and Alex Pearl is going to write something for us.
Oh, the Pearl.
Alex Pearl is going to write something. Tune in.
Featuring Dylan Gott, Mel Paraboo, and Darren Paraboo. Buck and Pat. And a writing.
The Josh Towers Award.
The Josh Towers Award. Steve... Pookin as Mr. Belding. Oh, here's something we haven't done before and in no way covered the other day. But we got a question.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about this part. No, I haven't told you yet.
This is new to me.
We got a question, a text question. From my friend
Cheryl.
New
things are happening in my life all the time.
There's changes happening all the time. I've been going through some changes. What was I talking about?
Your sex change.
Yeah, okay, anyway. So, my sex change went badly. And I think you'll find where I had 0 vaginas, I now have 2 or 3.
I hope 3.
Yeah. Yeah, so I got a text question from my friend Cheryl,
mm-hmm.
And she wanted to know...
Did you tell Cheryl that we have an email address?
Sorry, I forget. What is that email address?
It's sundayafternoonbaseball@gmail.com.
Well, it's also my phone number is the email address. How about that?
All right.
How about that shit? My phone number is sundayafternoonbaseball@gmail.com. Ladies. Anyway, so the question was, whatever happened to Jacob Brumfield?
He sounds like a young man just finding his way in the world. In the world of business.
Dave, do you know who Jacob Brumfield is?
He's a modern day Pip from Great Expectations.
In a way, yes. In that... No, that's not true. Jacob Brumfield was a utility outfielder that the Jays had in the mid to late 90s. And I remember once as a young man, a teenaged man,
sorry,
Sean Green was hurt. And
is this when he was playing for the Jays?
This is when he was playing for the Jays. And we had to make do with Jacob Brumfield for a while. And I was like, and I was watching a game with my grandma, and I was like, oh shit, bitch! What happened to Sean Green, motherfucker?
You talk like that to your grandma?
Yeah, we had a rapport, you see.
So she swore at you as well?
Yeah, she was like, I don't know, motherfucker! But don't... No, she was like, oh... I don't know, you cocksucking kid. But don't worry, we have Jacob Brumfield. It'll be fine. And I think she was dead serious. And I was like, are you serious?
Grandma.
Grandma, that's not the same thing. And she was like, bitch, please. So that's my association with Jacob Brumfield, and yeah, I remember my friend Cheryl was saying she had the same one, and that she went to a baseball game, and she was expecting to see Sean Green play.
Her hero.
Her hero. The Hebrew Hammer. And it was Jacob Brumfield instead, and she said she booed him.
Sorry, there's just a hockey update going
on. Fuck you, man! I'm in the middle of... You can't talk about hockey! Hockey's no good! I'm gonna leave the podcast if you keep talking about it.
Those Hurricanes are doing well.
They're not doing so good, because they're not playing baseball, Dave. You gotta get your shit together, get your head in the game.
Alright, my head's in the game.
Okay, thank God. Anyway, so the question is, whatever happened to Jacob Brumfield?
Yes.
What
is the answer?
What is the answer is what we're getting to. So, we did some detective work. There is a Jacob Brumfield fan site on Facebook that you could join. Just search Jacob Brumfield and like him.
That's for the baseball player?
Yeah, 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 oh yeah, yeah, yeah. There's no pictures on it or anything.
Just that he was a professional baseball player.
I became the 25th person to like his fan page. Hoping that it would provide me with some information that he became a Scientologist or joined a doomsday cult or something.
We should put a link to it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah, Steve, stop the podcast for a minute and do that.
Boop, 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 boop. Done.
Done. It's there.
Steve has magic robot Facebook.
So, I mean, no help there. I am a fan of Jacob Brumfield on Facebook now. You'll all be happy to know. No idea what the hell he's doing. So, Steve went on to LinkedIn.
Wait.
Wait.
So, I just have a question about
But before Jacob Brumfield's before you ask your question, page? You've been pretty insistent for me to get to the answer. And you've been interrupting it with shit like hockey updates.
No, this
and
is
I have a question.
This is a good one.
All right, okay.
Do some people looking for Sean Green's Facebook fan page accidentally get diverted to Jacob Brumfield?
I don't know. I should become friends with Sean Green. Probably. At least 25 of us.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Please continue. You went on LinkedIn.
We went on LinkedIn, and there are four...
I'm often confused and think is linked Lynn. Because I think it's a lowercase L instead of a capital I.
Linked Lynn? Linked that sounds Lynn. Like a fucking, that sounds like a, like a, like a lesbian human centipede or something.
Yeah. Just one chick named Lynn really wants to get into human centipede.
they call me Linked Lynn.
Kind of an aspirational nickname. Sorry, I won't interrupt again.
Oh, jeez. You know what they call me? They call me fucking, they call me fucking, the Brumfield Scoop. The Brumfield Kid. Anyway, so we went on LinkedIn, and we found four Jacob Brumfields on LinkedIn, Steve has for us. Mm-hmm. And we figured, by the law of averages, one of these has to be Jacob Brumfield, former Major League Baseball player and fourth outfielder for the Blue Jays. And Steve, what do you have for us?
Well, the first Jacob Brumfield is Director of Marketing and Media at iContain, which is a Boise, Idaho area telecommunications company.
iContain?
Okay.
Yeah, iContain.
Okay.
iContain, you contain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
We can all attain our dreams.
And that's in Yucatan?
No, it's in Boise, Idaho.
Oh, who said Yucatan?
I said, I contain, you contain.
Oh, I think, okay.
We all contain for I contain.
Okay, so it's probably not the guy from Yucatan. what's the next guy?
Quality and User Experience Analyst in Fayetteville, Arkansas, which is Walmart Stores Incorporated.
Yeah, that one's it.
That sounds like that might be him.
All right. So, his education was that he went to Transylvania University.
Oh right.
Oh yeah.
No, that's not him.
No, I remember.
Then he'd be a vampire.
Brumfield used to wear capes in the outfield.
Sure. Yeah. He only played night games too.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. He only came out at night.
Lean and hungry type.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of Jays suffering from anemia those days.
What? No, you didn't. Okay, keep going. This is good. Yeah. This is great. We got to keep the creative juices flowing here.
The third Jacob Brumfield is Washington area mechanical or industrial engineer.
That's him!
No.
Wait, no, that's not him.
You can't be an engineer and a baseball player. It's too much time.
What about Greg Maddux?
What about Greg Maddux?
He's probably an engineer. He's a smart dude.
Yeah, there's only one Greg Maddux, though.
That's true.
And the final Jacob Brumfield on LinkedIn is a lifeguard at AMS Pools in the greater Atlanta area.
Why would you put yourself in a such a... That's funny.
Well, you can get better lifeguard jobs.
I guess, yeah.
The greater Atlanta area. And his education is Chattahoochee High School.
Very good. I'm going to have to give it to the lifeguard looking to climb the lifeguard corporate ladder.
The one that's still in Chattahoochee High School?
Not necessarily. That's just as far as he got.
Probably he's a lifeguard.
No, but like maybe, you don't know, prove that Jacob Brumfield didn't go back to high school after his baseball career ended.
I can't. I can't prove that he's not a Chattahoochee Ched.
Exactly. I think that sounds the most like Jacob Brumfield. I don't know.
Okay, so I go with the long. Wait, where is he from initially?
He's from.
Give me a clue.
Bogalusa, Louisiana.
That points towards Alabama, I think.
Yeah.
Could be either or, really.
Could be.
Arkansas, Atlanta. Well, they're both sort of close there.
On the south.
On the south.
On the south. Yeah, I'm going to give it to the lifeguard. I don't know. That's what I think.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I think he's the lifeguard.
I think he's the Walmart executive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
what else did we do last on Monday that is gone?
Oh, man. So, it was such a great podcast. it probably would have won all sorts of Emmys, Oscars.
Potties.
ESPYs.
Webbies.
Webbies. silver medals. But we're never going to hear it. We're never going to hear it. So what we'd like to do now on the podcast is probably going to be an ongoing thing throughout this podcast. Who knows how long we stick with this bit. But this bit is called, They'll Never Show That Again.
Or Hear That.
They'll Never Hear That Again.
They'll Never Hear That Again.
All right. So, all right. So do you remember anything that happened on the podcast that we will never do again?
I wrote down two things.
Okay.
The first is we turned into insects. That's why we saw four different perspectives. None of which showed us what was happening in the game.
Okay. But do you remember the time that Steve fell down the stairs on roller skates? And we had to take an hour-long break to drive him to the hospital?
Oh, yeah.
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 Do you remember that?
They were great at that hospital.
They'll never play that again. Wait, what's this segment called?
Yeah.
You'll never hear that again.
You'll never see that play again.
Yeah, you'll never watch that again on the audio podcast.
You'll never go to the fucking movies. Never eat lunch in this town again.
Oh, also, part of the podcast was actually, like, it was all audio. And then for 15 minutes, it switched to film, and it was filmed in 3D.
Yeah, we spent $12 million for that segment.
And now it's gone. You'll never hear that again.
All right, I wrote this one down. We got naked. You'll never hear that again.
You will never hear that again. The tender unbuttoning of clothes.
Naked.
In front of a very sensitive microphone. You'll never hear that again.
Oh, the sensual rustling of silk on silk?
Yeah. Oh, also, we wore all silk, and it was dubbed the All Silk Podcast.
We wore silk pajamas and smoked pipes.
Yeah, and I wore a silk tie with silk pinstripes. You'll never hear that again.
In honor of the canceling of that new Playboy show.
Do you remember on the podcast last week that got deleted?
Yeah.
It was a lot more effective, the Jacob Brumfield bit, because he was actually on the show.
Yeah, oh, right. Answering our questions.
Yeah, but we never got to find out what happened to him because the podcast was deleted. You'll never hear that again.
Remember, I just remember he was a great kisser. You'll never hear that again.
Nope.
What makes a great kisser?
What makes a great kisser? Moxie. You gotta put in the time.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be afraid to get your elbows wet.
No.
You gotta go every inch on the mile. You gotta tongue that shit.
I wish we had a girl here to ask this question too.
Steve, what makes a great kisser?
God only knows.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you can find the answer through prayer.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Go down to your local church and
or synagogue
or temple and ask God.
Or mosque.
Or mosque, yes. And ask God what makes a great kiss.
Or Scientology institution.
Yeah, you can also find the answer to that in Dianetics by L. Ron Hubbard.
On Battlefield Earth by L. Ron Hubbard.
On Pulp Fiction by John Travolta.
I think they do a brief tutorial in the movie Battlefield Earth at the end, the part no one could get to.
Yeah.
Because they grew frustrated.
Yeah, okay, so according to Battlefield Earth, what makes a good kisser? And this is a direct quote from John Travolta. Put this fucking alien mask on. This is a second base.
Did you guys see that movie?
No.
I did.
You did? Why?
I can't remember why. Maybe my parents rented it?
My parents made me.
Are your parents Scientologists, dude?
Dave.
I don't think so. But, maybe they just got it on a LARF, you know?
Yeah.
But it was bad.
No, yeah.
Forest Whitaker and John Travolta had huge dreadlocks, and the dialogue was like,
"You're a real stupid face."
That's got to be an exaggeration.
I wish it was.
So were they on opposite sides of the battlefield?
No, they were the bad guys.
Oh, okay. But they were calling each other stupid faces?
I think they had, like...
It was a contentious relationship?
There was, like, a certain insult that was, like, that these bad guys always used. And it was, the, it was like, cheese muncher or something like that.
A cheese muncher.
I wish I could remember it.
Remember, Paul Frank, never to watch that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we have to recap last week's hot dog bet as well.
We just did that.
No, but last week's.
Oh, like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, because remember, the podcast was deleted.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So we lost everything.
We lost everything.
Oh, nuts. Aww. Wait,
what
did we hot dog bet?
We hot dog bet what series was going to go to 5 games in the DS.
Right.
And I bet that it would be the Yankees and Tigers, and I was correct.
I bet that it would be the Cardinals and Phillies, and I was correct.
Krista bet that it would be the Brewers and the... Whoa! Oh.
Corey Hart just hit his head on the wall.
Yeah, he did. Okay, so the Brewers are losing. Krista bet that it would be the Diamondbacks and the Brewers. And she was right.
And asleep.
Yeah, she made that bet in her sleep. Steve bet that the Rangers would be, and the Rays would go to 5 games. Steve was wrong.
Steve was the only one that was wrong.
So he owes each one of us a hot dog.
It's unprecedented.
But... Unprecedented. Hey, do you know what Mel and Darren are doing on the thing?
They said they were doing something called the baseball song.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
I know.
That's going to be so awesome.
I think so.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we got to get the word out about this shit.
I'm so fucking excited. Did you just make that up? No. Are we really having a show?
Yeah, it's in the Comedy Bar's new studio space.
What?
Which has a capacity of 40.
Which is a portable. Behind the Comedy Bar.
Yeah.
I got a wicked idea.
What?
You want to do our jokes, guy?
Yeah.
Cool.
I have some oldies and newbies.
I just got the old... No, these are all mine or all new.
Okay, great. All right, well, I'll tell my...
My jokes from the last podcast were actually too funny to tell again.
Too funny for the internet.
You'll never hear those again.
All right. Well, here, I'll do my previously enjoyed ones first.
Okay.
And then you do yours.
Yeah.
And then I'll do my other ones,
mm-hmm.
which aren't really jokes.
I feel like a lazy piece of shit because I didn't come up with anything new. I just thought...
Don't feel bad.
I'm sorry, but I thought we were...
We'll probably cut all mine out anyway.
Yeah, you're probably... We usually do.
Alright, so, you guys remember how, Bud Selig? He's the commissioner of baseball, right?
You trying to make these sound new? whimsical and off the top of your head.
They're new to our listeners.
Okay, sorry, but you're just like...
This isn't about you.
You guys... You're just like... You guys,
I'm talking to our listeners.
Okay, sorry, I know.
Listeners. You guys know how Bud Selig is the commissioner of baseball?
Yeah.
But he also owns the Brewers.
Whoa.
Isn't that a conflict of interest?
You know what? I'm going to add a point to that. That's a conflict of interest.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone's noticed that up till now, because the Brewers have always sucked.
Yeah.
But now...
Oh, also, that's a major conflict of interest.
Yeah. And my understanding of the job of Commissioner of Baseball is that they make up whatever rules they want, and that's what goes.
You're probably right.
Yeah. And here's... Some interesting rules Bud Selig has made up recently, and I think these rules have just been made up to help the Brewers win.
Whoa, Dave, before you even start down this road, I would be remiss if I didn't ask whether or not these were all true.
Yes, yes, these are the true ones.
Oh, okay, good. Good.
Good. All right. Good. Okay. So the first rule, it's a new rule this year, that the heaviest first baseman in a game, that team gets an extra run.
Well, that doesn't seem fair.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's usually the Brewers.
What's a heavier first baseman than Prince Fielder?
I'm having a hard time thinking of one.
Yeah. That seems unreasonably biased.
Yeah. Like, I think Fielder is probably heavier than Albert Pujols, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And so, they start with an extra run each game.
That seems like it's skewed to favor the Brewers.
Another one that's skewed to favor the Brewers is that they don't schedule any games on Yom Kippur anymore.
Oh, because of Ryan Braun?
Yeah, the Hebrew Hammer. But okay. I should mention that he's not a practicing Jew.
Okay.
So it doesn't so that really matter, just, but Zulik didn't look into that, he just made the rule.
That's just like crossing the T's and dotting the I's kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I got you, I got you.
Covering his ass.
Yeah. Smart. Oh. That's smart.
Yeah. Pretty smart. Another rule that Bud Selig instituted this year is a pizza party every Friday.
Okay. That's a good idea.
It doesn't really have anything to do with the Brewers, but it's a leftover promise from his Grade 8 presidential campaign. which he lost.
He lost?
To the blonde chick who promised McDonald's days every Friday.
Yeah, I probably would have voted for that, too.
Yeah.
If you had a choice between McDonald's Day and Pizza Day?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And Bud Selig and that blonde chick?
Yeah. Oh, the blonde chick. Always the blonde chick.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of dumb sounding, but boy, is she popular. Anyway. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So another rule that Bud Selig made to help the Brewers is if your name is Giovanni,
mm-hmm.
You won it. You won it. You won the game.
Giovanni Giovanni!
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
So,
but wait. Wouldn't that also purposely favor the Brewers?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's what you've been saying.
That's right.
Oh. See, because, like, there is no Giovanni on the Cardinals.
No. There's a Yadier.
That's pretty close.
It's close.
There's an Albert.
Albert, yeah. But the a converse rule is Yadier, Yadielast.
Yadielastit. Derek. All right. So Giovanni, Giovanni.
Yeah. And also, instead of the national anthem, they play that Sunglasses at Night song by Corey Hart.
Oh, okay. To honor Corey Hart. Does Bud Selig know that the Corey Hart on the Brewers is a different Corey Hart?
Is it? Is that been proven?
Yeah, he's at bat right now. I'm looking at him right now, bro. That's not Corey Hart. But that is Corey Hart.
So the guy who sung that song in the 80s isn't a tall, ugly-looking blonde guy.
Yeah, who was born the year that song came out. No, different guy, bro.
Hmm. Okay. Well, Bud Selig, again, covering all the bases.
Yeah, just in case.
Just in case.
Covering all the bases for the just in cases. Bud Selig. Okay. I got some jokes, too.
Oh, great.
Yeah, okay. And you've never heard these before. But round one of the playoffs is over.
What?
Yeah, did you know that?
Yes.
Round one of the playoffs is over. Four teams have been eliminated. So it's time for those teams to get serious. Players on those teams to get serious and buckle down. And it's time for them to start thinking about their winter jobs. Right? A lot of these players, yep.
Aren't they millionaires?
No, well, they are, but you don't want to get rusty when it comes to work ethic.
Can't they just work out or play Arizona Fall League or something?
I don't think either of those things are things.
Okay.
Okay, so here are five winter jobs held by eliminated players. Players who have been eliminated
just recently.
Yep. They've all gone back to work for their winter job.
The Rays, the Phillies, the New York Yankees,
The Diamondbacks. Yep. Okay, so the first one winter job that a player of note has is Derek Jeter.
Oh, I know that guy.
Yeah. Would you picture him having a winter job?
I didn't think he would.
Well, he does, and it's a fairly prominent one. You see, in the winter months, Derek Jeter takes over for Drew Carey as the host of The Price is Right.
Oh, yeah. And
it gives the ladies' eyeballs a break from having to look at Drew Carey all summer.
Oh yeah, I saw a picture of him. He's like skinnier and longer hair.
Yeah. Wait, Derek Jeter, right? No, that's
Drew Carey.
That was Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter couldn't get any skinnier. That handsome devil.
Yeah, but I think you saw a picture of Derek Jeter hosting The Price is Right, and you thought, Drew Carey looks great.
Drew Carey looks a lot more biracial than usual.
Drew Carey's really getting into this. Derek Jeter takes over as the host of The Price is Right. Everything is great. The downside is, while he might be easier on the eyes for the dudes, the Bob Barker beauties... Or the Derek Jeter bitches, as he calls them, are actually A-Rod and Mariano Rivera.
Hmm.
So, it's a bit of a trade-off. The ladies get a bit of a break, and then we have to look at Jeter and Rivera showing some skin.
Well, at least it's not Nick Swisher.
Yeah, well, Nick Swisher plays the wheel.
He makes the noise.
Yeah, just him going like beep 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 boop 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 boop.
5 cents.
And another downside is all the cars given away on Derek Jeter's Price is Right are his own personal cars, and most of them Mariah Carey has thrown up in.
So. That's my yawning laugh.
I've heard this joke before. I did the same thing a week ago, you stupid jerk. Here's another winter job.
Okay.
Held by an eliminated player. CC Sabathia has a winter job.
Oh yeah, he's on the Yankees.
He's on the Yankees too, and he's got to go do his winter job. He's got to report for work.
Sorry. I just have one thing to interrupt with.
Okay.
Julia Annabelle Millar is now a person in the world.
Yeah!
And that is Matt of Matt Stats' niece.
Congratulations, Matt Cowell.
Way to go, Matt Cowell.
You earned it, buddy.
You're the uncliest uncle of them all.
Yeah.
Alright, sorry to interrupt that.
Okay, so I was saying CC Sabathia, you know CC Sabathia?
Yeah, he
has a winter job too.
Really?
Yeah, he has a winter job as a building because he is fat.
He's more just a huge man.
No, but his winter job is he's a building and people go inside of him to be warm.
Yeah. Any specific building?
He's the Sabathia Tower. Mariah Carey throws up in him every night.
He's such a gentle giant that he doesn't mind.
There's a rumble in my tummy.
Oh, did you guys know that Roy Halladay has a winter job?
Even Roy Halladay?
Even the ace of aces, Roy Halladay, he has a winter job.
That's the last person I thought would have a winter job.
Well, he does. He's an angry mall Santa. And every year he gets fired from that job for whipping kids at other kids.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
He also can't grow a proper beard.
Yeah, and he insists on going Natch.
He's like,
no prosthetics. Roy Halladay doesn't pander. Get out of here, you stupid kid. What you see is what you get. What you fucking see is what you fucking get. My special Mormon underwear is hurting.
Is he a Mormon?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's a Mormon.
I don't think that's true.
Dave.
Maybe I did know that and I forgot. Maybe I should... was clearing some space in the old memory banks. And I was like, don't need all this Roy Halladay stuff anymore.
D-
Did you guys know that Joe Maddon, the manager of the Rays, has a winter job?
Wow. What?
Yep. He's a bouncer at a swingers nightclub. But he only has one rule. No dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's like, ladies, come in, no dudes, everybody inside.
Also, no pants.
No pants, no dudes. Megan Fox's butt, you're on the guest list. That one's for Dylan.
We should do an interview with Joe Maddon at this show.
Oh, we definitely should. Nice. Finally, I have one more. John McDonald of the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Right. Formerly of the Jays.
Yeah. He has a winter job.
Of the Jays. What's that?
Well, he's...
Everyone likes him. He his winter job
is... he's Lyle Overbay's biographer. So look for Lyle Overbay's biography. Now who's a boring waste of time and money? Due out in 2025.
And, if you don't want to read the book, the answer to the question on the front is also the author.
Yeah.
No, wait, not the author.
Not the author. The John subject. McDonald is...
Yeah. It's Lyle Overbay.
It's Lyle Overbay. He's a boring waste of time and money. So that's due out in 2025. Those are my jokes. Thank you for pretending you never heard them before.
I did a horrible job.
Yeah. Firstly, the yawn laugh.
And then he started crying.
It's just when I come to moments in my life where I feel my life's repeating itself, I wonder what it all means. I don't like the answers I find. Well, here's just some fun facts about the Cardinals. Here's some famous... Some
victory lap. Yeah. I actually never have heard these before.
I just thought I'd dredge up some famous Cardinals.
Okay.
So here's
some... Albert Pujols.
No, I was talking about ones like Cardinal Richelieu.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, the bad guy in The Three Musketeers.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, what a nasty man.
Yeah. What a nasty man.
Just getting in those Musketeers' business. Or vice versa.
Wait, so was that your... You just wanted to say Cardinal Richelieu?
Well, there's other famous cardinals I haven't written down here.
Oh, okay, okay.
There's Cardinal Wolsey.
Okay.
He was an advisor to King Henry VIII.
Okay.
But then Henry VIII wanted to get divorced to his wife, and Cardinal Wolsey wouldn't let him.
So what happened?
New church. Anglican church happened.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah. So, and Cardinal Wolsey got the boot.
Did he get his shit kicked in, or what?
I can't remember if he got executed.
I would have fucking killed him. That's just me, though.
That's why you're the king, pal.
Yeah.
I also have Lorne Cardinal, a Canadian actor on Corner Gas.
Okay.
He was also in the movie Insomnia. And he was on the show Blackfly, where he played the character Chief Smack Your Face In.
Sounds racist.
Yeah, but you have to keep in mind the show was set in colonial times.
Oh, okay. So not racist.
No.
Was it filmed in colonial times?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, are you sure? Pretty low budget.
Okay.
No money for a time machine.
All right.
But I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. I haven't been wrong yet.
Do you have any more cardinals?
Oh, yeah, here's one. The cardinal my mom sees in the backyard a lot. Okay. Pretty famous in the Barclay House.
Yeah, that's a good talking point. So you call up, you're like, Sandra, Megan, your father, and the cardinal are all doing well.
Yeah, and the cardinal's the only one still in North America.
Yeah. The cardinal will never leave me. I'm sorry, Jan. She's a super lady.
Yeah. She's probably laughing. Or so. Clarifying.
Paul Frank hit it right on the button.
Come home, please. I also have...
Supper's on with you, me, and the Cardinal!
I have one plate that's pork chops, and one that's birdseed. Which one do you want?
Don't you touch the Cardinal's pork chops! He needs that if he wants to keep killing other Cardinals!
He's a vicious little Cardinal.
He's a rascally little Cardinal.
I also have the musician Cardinal Official.
Oh, yeah, now we're talking, motherfucker. Cardinal Official, that's my motherfucking jam, son.
There you go. I thought you'd know something about him.
All I know is that he's my jam.
Do you know any Cardinal Official songs?
I do. Do you want me to sing one?
Please.
Everything's gonna be alright. Rockabye.
The other Cardinal I had was Albert Pujols.
I thought you were done!
Alright, you wanna do our World Series previews?
Yeah, I do. All right, now we'd like to do a segment called World Series Previews with Buck and Pat. These are actual World Series previews that Buck and Pat taped for all possible outcomes of the World Series for Rogers Sportsnet.
Steve, you're going to have to feed us on these.
Okay. What do I need to do?
You just give us what the outcome is of these CSs, and we'll preview the World Series.
Okay.
Just give us a matchup.
Give us a matchup.
All right. Tigers Cardinals.
Here we are, and it's the World Series Game 1 Tigers Cardinals, which is a rematch of what happened only 5 years ago.
So, yep. Wow. The thing about the Cardinals is that there's too many of them.
Something else that happened 5 years ago, I kissed my wife for the last time. We still live together, though.
Something that happened 5 years ago, I kissed Pat Tabler's wife for the first time.
I've not looked you straight in the face since then.
Mm-hmm. I looked your wife in the face this morning. Yeah. And I said, make me some coffee in Pat Tabler's favorite mug.
Yeah, you looked at her face, her downstairs face.
Yeah. Her weird downstairs face in her vagina.
I'm okay!
I'm better than okay. The Cardinals and the Tiggies. This Sunday on Fox News.
Enjoy it like you're enjoying my wife right now.
Mm-hmm. That's her, that guy with the headphones on, right?
I hope that's what you think.
Another matchup, please.
All right. Brewers-Rangers.
This Sunday on Rogers Panorama, we've got a great matchup for you. It's the Milwaukee Meat Factory versus the Texas Hold'ems.
The Texas Hold'ems are particularly adept at poker.
And the Texas Hold'ems are heavily favored to win, mostly because there's just too many of them.
And the Meat Factory is too busy with their meat packing.
Let's do a flashback to our tour of the Meat Factory.
Here's where we kill the animals.
Okay, where do you keep the pinker meats?
I'm feeling faint.
Okay, wait a minute. Which one of these are the meats?
I guess they all are.
Alright, okay, you're not really answering any of my questions.
We want answers!
What I'm looking for is directions out of the meat factory.
Oh no, I'm feeling awfully wobbly above this vat!
Don't fall in the vat, Pat Tabler!
Oh, no!
Oh, this is how it starts! Gross. This is how it starts!
So gross.
Hell, this baseball match is brought to you by Green Stools.
Green Stools. If you're tired, but not with your back, just your butt, and you need something green.
Green Stools. It's when you eat too many vegetables.
Green Stools. Three legs or four. I'm on it.
Green Stools. Make it five. I'm feeling crazy.
And that was the World Series preview for the Rangers and Brewers.
Give us another one, Steve Pookin.
The Brewers and the Tigers.
Welcome to the World Series featuring the Montreal Expos and the Coca-Cola Bottling Company.
My money's on the bottling company.
Yep. Neither one of these two things exists anymore, so it should be an interesting one.
Wait a minute, what about the Coca-Cola Bottling Company?
Yeah, that one does, and the Expos do, but neither of the other of them do.
You mean the Tigers and the Brewers?
Yep. Those... Let's do a flashback to when we took a tour of the Expos Bottling Company.
So, I guess, this is where we used to bottle things.
Where does Vladimir Guerrero go to get down? Am I right, ladies?
Yeah, can I have Rusty Staub's autograph?
Yeah! Hey, is Felipe Alou's mustache kicking around? I want to fight that guy.
Ah, this must be Larry Walker's goalie stick.
This must be the grave of Moises Alou.
Nope, that's just a dead body.
Wow! Okay, well, he looks like a guy I knew named Moises Alou.
I can't believe I'm still alive.
And that was the preview for the Montreal Expos versus the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. Steve, next matchup, please.
Oh, what is there left? Cardinals and the Rangers.
Get ready for some Mississippi mayhem as the St. Louis Cardinals face off against the Texas Rangers.
Yep, it should be a fair fight. The Cardinals have wings and the Rangers have guns. Anyone can win.
Oh, this reminds me of a Sunday afternoon I once had.
Let's do a flashback to that Sunday afternoon.
Buck, put on these wings.
No way. Every time I do, you shoot me in the face.
I never thought you'd catch on.
Yep. Every Sunday, I put on my wings and Pat Tabler shoots me in the face. And then we go to the hospital, and then my voice sounds like this for the rest of the week. Let's do a flashback to the first time this happened.
All right, who's ready for our Dick Cheney sketch?
Me, I'm Buck Martinez. Hello, everyone. Listen to my golden-throated perfect diction.
Ironic thing about Buck Martinez is diction is the only word he can't pronounce when he's in this way.
Oh, listen to me, sexy ladies. Get into the dictionary and then read about this golden-throated man with perfect Otis Nixon.
The difference between old Buck Martinez and new Buck Martinez is the confidence.
Yes, ladies, Buck Martinez, never afraid to put on a couple of wings without fear of consequence. I'm about to strap on my wings, and I'm a flying. I'm pretending I'm flying while running around the backyard. This is great. Lots of sexy ladies in the house, and I can't wait
just a for what happens right. Next.
Oh, you want me to walk over here? I'm going to walk over here.
That was the worst thing possibly gonna happen.
That'll knock the golden throat out of you.
I need to go to the hospital now.
Okay, get in the car. That was a preview for the Rangers and the Cardinals.
Coming to Sportsnet this fall. Steve, next matchup, please.
These are theoretical matchups that don't exist.
Nope, anymore. There's a couple more you haven't touched on.
Yeah, I don't think you've seen all the possibilities, Steve.
The Lansing Lugnuts and the Nippon Yam Fighters.
We've got Packers Steelers action coming to you on Rogers Sportsnet.
All helmets all night!
All helmets all night, and the Packers look great. Nelson Cruz is having a great year.
Oh, yeah, he looks scrumptious in that yellow and gold and yep. green.
Hey, some rappers are writing songs about this.
Oh, great.
Yep.
And that was the preview for the Lansing Lugnuts and the other things Steve said.
Here's Lancelin.
Oh, do we have to do this bit again?
Oh, man, it was so good.
Sir Lancelin.
Camelot. Camelot. We already talked about Merlin.
Yeah, but I didn't want to do that either.
Why do you hate Camelot so much?
Oh, fuck off, Dave.
Really trying to convince everyone that watching Camelot was better than watching the best fight night in baseball history.
Oh, yeah. That's why you missed all the crazy shit that happened with the playoffs. And the Red Sox being knocked out and the Braves being knocked out is because you were watching Camelot.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, that night was even exciting just watching it on game day.
That was just an exciting night to be alive.
Yeah, especially if you're watching Camelot.
By Camelot, you mean by watching baseball on TV, right?
Especially if you were holding your wife's hand and listening to Guinevere, just singing her butt out.
Fair enough, Dave.
Oh, okay.
C'est moi, c'est moi. I'm the one who's Dave is watching instead of watching baseball. C'est moi, Lancelin.
Yeah, your night was better than the rest of the world. Who caught the baseball that night?
Yeah. I feel like a squid punching commercial isn't as strong as Old Spice's other commercial. Kind of annoying that he's punching a squid all the time.
Yeah.
So what's happening now?
I was talking about that new Old Spice commercial with the guy punching a squid. I don't know. Yeah?
I don't know.
Not for me.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I think they think they're making a commercial that I would like.
Yeah, definitely.
So.
They're trying to appeal to your demographic, but they're just falling a little short of the mark.
Yeah, what does that say about me and them and squids?
I think it says that you're a little too high-minded of a fellow, bro.
I had some Korean food last night.
It was in a big black bowl and I couldn't touch it because it was very hot. I think it was called Baba Booey or something.
So we've reached the part of the podcast new.
What's that?
Bim bop.
We've reached the point in the podcast where it's become impossible to communicate with Dave because he's so tired.
Call, fly ball, caught. Game over.
That is the ball game.
Well, we watched another Cardinals, almost a blowout.
Yeah, not quite there. Closed out by Jason Muette.
Muette. Another dominating Cardinals performance, no matter how many times we try and podcast it.
Yep. The Cardinals pull it out. Pujols was great. The Brewers were just as bad as anyone was good, though.
That's right.
Let's be honest.
Their negative talent far exceeded anyone's positive talent.
Yeah, this really was a case of the Brewers losing and not anyone winning.
Strange brew. Sure.
True enough. All right. Well, for Sunday afternoon baseball.
Thanks for joining us.
Non-Sunday
afternoon playoff podcast.
It was a situation. We just had to do it. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's my turn to say something crazy.
Yeah.
We got a show coming up.
We got a show coming up.
Circle the 28th on your calendar.
28th at 8:30, is it?
That's right.
At the Comedy Bar, the studio space.
Yeah.
Which is a portable behind the Comedy Bar,
mm-hmm.
I'm assuming. And lots of great guests.
I hope my old math teacher, Mr. Berwick, is there.
He's headlining. headlined by Mr. Berwick, Buck and Pat Live, Podcast Awareness, Comedy Show, Comedy Bar.
Spread the word.
Spread the word. Spread your dick and fly.
Spread the word, turd.
Yeah, spread the word, nerd. For Sunday Afternoon Baseball, I'm Paul Frank.
I'm Dave Bagley.
Steve Pookin producing, and go fuck yourselves, everybody.
Go fuck yourselves. Thank you.
Good night.